the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a young lady named Lily. She'd come to the big city from her native Lewiston, Idaho. She was a business college graduate. She had her sights set on a career, but this is the rest of the story. Lily landed a job as a stenographer, $15 a week. The company was young, small, and struggling, was run by, actually comprised of, a couple of brothers, Roy and Walter. Tell you how tough things were for these two fledgling businessmen. In the beginning, Walter had no money in his budget for living quarters. He slept in a sofa chair in his tiny office. I said he slept in a chair in his office. And for meals, he ran up credit at a small Greek restaurant. And when the restaurant refused to extend his credit further, Walter lived on bread and beans. He owned one threadbare pair of pants and a checkered coat. Things got so bad that one day Walter's only pair of shoes suddenly fell apart. He found himself stranded at the office until a prospective client offered $1.50 to have the shoes repaired. Brother Roy, a former Navy man, World War veteran, had barely recovered from the effects of war front exposure when he went into business with Walter. It was Roy's fiancée, Edna, who kept the company alive for a while with money from her savings. And yet Roy and Walter's firm might have failed anyway, had it not been for the generosity of the company's stenographer. That young lady you've already met, Lily. It started one payday. Walter was presenting employee Lily with her $15 salary check. The employer, obviously uncomfortably, explained that the business had had a bad week. Would Lily mind not cashing her check for a little while? Lily said she would not mind. Living with her sister and brother-in-law, she was under no immediate financial pressure. Walter smiled, expressed his gratitude, and that was that until the next payday. Walter, same request. Lily, same answer. And it went on like this for many weeks. Many weeks. Finally, Roy and Walter had a conference on the matter. They realized their stenographer was carrying around a dozen or so uncashed checks from the firm, and the shoestring on which they were operating would surely snap if Lily ever went to the bank. So Roy said to Walter, "Whatever you do, don't let Lily cash her checks." Let's call it a coincidence, then, that shortly thereafter, while Walter and Lily were working late at the office, Walter leaned over and kissed Lily. And then Walter and Lily began spending more time together beyond office hours. And Walter and Lily were married not quite 2 years later, in July of 1925. Walter says, "I had to marry her because I was so deep in debt to Lily." Well, I don't believe she ever cashed those salary checks. For you see, she was in love with her employer also. In love with him all along. And this romance of a struggling young Los Angeles businessman and his stenographer was really one for the storybooks. For the business stayed in business. And ultimately, a magical kingdom arose from the salary that Lily refused to accept. A kingdom ruled by a genius king and his generous queen, she Lillian and he Walter. Walt Disney. Now you know the rest of the story.